Chinese President Xi Jinping will address his country from Tiananmen Square today, the place where Mao Zedong announced the birth of the People's Republic of China 70 years ago. 15,000 troops will march through Beijing, with new high-powered missiles expected to be unveiled. The show of might comes as the Communist Party looks to rally patriotic spirit in the face of challenges to its authority internally and from abroad. Professor Steve Tsang is an historian and the director of the China Institute at the University of London. I spoke with him earlier.
Good morning.
Could you take us through, please, briefly, what did happen 70 years ago and why today is such an important one for the country?
Well, 70 years ago, the Communist Party of China won the Civil War and took control of the mainland of China. They call it the success of the Chinese Revolution. In reality, the revolution would have happened after the military victory on the battlefield. Today is important because as the 70th anniversary of the PLC, the Chinese Communist Party will have outlasted the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, which stayed in power in the Soviet Union for 69 years. So for the Communist Party of China, it is a major achievement.
And how does the Communist Party of China use anniversaries like these? What role does the pageantry involved play, do you say, in maintaining public support for the party?
It's more like a demonstration of our success and our capabilities and our might and the confidence of the country and, of course, above all, the leader.
And one of the commentaries I've read said, in effect, one of the victories, as it were, of the party has been that it has depoliticised many of its people. So is this also designed, I don't know whether you agree, is this designed to really say to the people, we are in control, leave it to us?
Well, very much so. The Communist Party projects the idea which is instilled in the minds of all Chinese citizens, that China is great and powerful and rich and developing all because of the leadership of the Communist Party, at the top of which is Xi Jinping. And therefore, every Chinese must be proud of the party and proud of leader Xi Jinping and support him, respect him and admire him.
Mm. He does face a range of difficult situations, though, economically, unrest in economic situation internally, unrest in Hong Kong, an ongoing trade war with the United States, and possibly an enormous sense of rivalry and competition within the very much the elites of the Communist Party. What do you think his key message will be today?
The key message Xi Jinping will be sending out, I think, is one of seeing the fantastic, amazing achievements that the country has achieved under the leadership of the Communist Party, and therefore they must have confidence in the leadership in moving forward with the struggle against all these other challenges and believe that tomorrow they will triumph again. I think Xi Jinping has been putting the emphasis on the word struggle lately, so it is preparing people that they really need to unite around him, support him. There will be tough time, but they will all overcome. That will be the message, I think.
So true nationalism, but adding that little rider of struggle. They haven't quite arrived. There's more to come.
Yes, there is still struggles to be had. But struggle is what makes the Communist Party great, and struggle is the method through which the Communist Party ultimately triumphs. But again, the emphasis here really is a very top-down approach. The individual really just have to follow the party and the leader. That is the message.
I mean, China has made extraordinary strides since 1949 on many, many fronts, including, for instance, life expectancy, which has risen from 35 to 77. Remarkable. Will people in mainland China, in your judgment, be genuinely enthusiastic about this celebration?
Well, that depends on the age of individuals. For those who had lived through 1949 to 2019, I think they would not remember it as a continuous 17 years of steady progress and amazing achievement. They would remember the first quarter of a century of Maoist rule as utter hell. The miracle, the amazing, impressive achievements were largely achieved in the 1980s, 90s, 2000s, and the current decade. There's still amazing achievements, but there were also a lot of enormous disasters that the party brought to the country.
Well, indeed, it's a heavily censored country. Will there be any acknowledgement, do you think, of those hardships, the struggle, the disasters, the horrors, you say, of the last 70 years, of things like the Cultural Revolution, like the Uyghurs, the extraordinary detention of mass numbers of people in northern provinces?
Absolutely not. The struggle will not be a matter of acknowledging the disasters that the Communist Party had given the country. The struggle will be put in terms of the party leading the heroic people of China to struggle against the enemies, internal and external, which would include the protesters in Hong Kong, as well as the mighty United States of America, which is, of course, behind whatever problems that China may face. From the perspective of the Communist Party of China, there really isn't any abuse of human rights in China.
And finally, protesters in Hong Kong are planning to march today despite a police ban. What kind of reaction should we expect, if any, from China to today's protests in Hong Kong? Are they just going to try to ignore it? Or is this, now that the big anniversary will be passed, can we expect different sets of reactions in Hong Kong?
Well, I think the Chinese government will be very well prepared for the eventualities of protests and demonstrations in Hong Kong. I suspect that the police in Hong Kong would be fully mobilized in preparation for today. And they will try to make sure that the official ceremony celebrating the PLC will not be disrupted and the central government liaison office will not be attacked. But then the presence of police in force is in fact likely to cause escalation by the demonstrators. It looks very repressive, and I hope that things will be relatively uneventful for Hong Kong, but I think we have to embrace for a date of drama.
And Steve Tsang, an historian and director of the China Institute at the University of London.